Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Alarmy. Check out Alarmist on Patreon for ad-free episodes and bonus content. Here's a preview of our Little Alarms series, only on Patreon.
So here's my little alarm. I realized today I have not finished a book front to back.
Preach.
Guess how long it's been.
How long?
8 years.
Eight years.
No way. I nailed it.
You nailed it.
Wow. I'm not front surprised.
Finished a book since, and I remember the name of the book too.
Was the last book you finished front to back?
And I'm talking about a physical book.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cover to cover was Seven Eves, which was a book. What do you call that? Outer space? Sci-fi.
Times. You can't even say the term anymore. You haven't read the book in so long.
Go to patreon.com/thealarmist and subscribe today. Now, on to our episode. Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Aftermath. Today, we're speaking with guest expert Dr. Luciano Iorizzo. Dr. Iorizzo is the author of Al Capone, a biography. He's a historian and author specializing in Italian immigration to the U.S. and the history of organized U.S. crime. Let's hear what he has to say about Al Capone. Hi, Luciano. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rebecca. I'm glad to be here.
So can you start off by giving us a little background on Al Capone's childhood and his family? Where was he born? Who were his parents? What was his life like?
Well, Al Capone was born in Brooklyn, New York. He was one of nine children that his family had. He was, I believe, the fourth one. And he originally lived in a ghetto area near the East River, the Brooklyn Bridge, and so forth. That was an area that was noted for its criminal activity in the Five Points. And at an early age, he got involved in those activities. Later on, the Capone family moved to Park Slope, which was my home. I was born in the Park Slope area in 1930. He was born in 1899. And probably about, you know, two blocks from where I was born.
Wow.
Now, Park Slope is today a really high quality area of Brooklyn. I don't know if you know about it.
Yes, but, of course. Yeah,
but if the park is at the top of the slope, and the richest people lived by the park, okay, the top business people, judges, lawyers, doctors, and as you went down the slope, okay, the quality of the inhabitants was not now the highest. Not that, you know, they were fine people, but they were classified as aristocrats. So you get into the middle class, and the farther down you went, you like on Fourth Avenue, which at the bottom of the slope, you had people who were in the immigrant population, where you might get some, you know, successful people in business or teaching or something, and probably a lot of people who just, you know, were laborers and so forth. As the years went by, the Capones had moved from the Brooklyn ghetto area into the Park Slope area, and like other Italian immigrants did, they began moving up the slope.
When did Al Capone, what were some of his early criminal activities? What were some of his grifts?
He learned about criminal activities in the Five Points Gang. And when he was in the Garfield area, he was a bouncer for Frankie Yale out in Coney Island. Now, his tutor was a man named John Torrio, who lived in the Park Slope area on Union Street and Fourth Avenue. And he was probably the best, a criminal mind to come across in the United States. His idea of crime, organized crime, was to get all of the people involved in crime to share the profits, not fight each other, not kill each other, but work together. And so he kind of, you know, took hold of Capone. And when Capone was out in one of these bars working, and he made a comment about some young lady and her boyfriend or husband sliced his face. That's where he got the nickname, you know, Scarface Al. And it was his first response was, I'm going to get this guy, you know, and maybe kill him. And John Torrio said, Al, you can't do that. This fellow is a member of the organization, and you had to get permission from him before you did what you did. So it was a lesson to Capone. And he it was hard for him to do that, but he followed the advice of John Torrio. Now, when Torrio was asked to go to Chicago to help Big Jim Colosimo, who was the number one Italian in Chicago. He ran a brothel and a beer place, a restaurant, which was frequented by all of the top stars of music and opera and so forth. He asked Torrio to come out and help him. Mm. Well, and Torrio did. But when Torrio got there, Prohibition started. And Torrio says to Big Jim, you know, this is our opportunity to really get rich. We can make a fortune providing alcohol to the people. And he said, I'm already rich. I don't want to do that. He says, I already got my brothels going, and my wife is the head gal in this brothel and so forth, and so it got to the point where he got rid of his wife and got a younger woman and was content with what he had. Unfortunately for him, he was eliminated. We don't know for sure, but Torrio probably had something to do with it. And Capone said it was maybe he got Capone to go to Chicago. Maybe Capone did it, but the likelihood of that was not very well, because Capone was well known, you know, and many of the people think it was somebody else, Frankie Yale from Brooklyn, who was not known in Chicago.
An outsider.
So Torrio, he goes to all of the other criminals and says, we ought to work together.
What can you tell us about Cicero, Illinois, and how they all kind of set up shop there just outside of Chicago? Right. What was the draw there?
The draw was that Chicago had a reform mayor, and it was tough to, you know, do your business. Torrio was able to go to Cicero and make deals with the candidate for mayor, and supported him, and he won, and so that opened up Cicero. It always amazed me that Capone never thought he did anything wrong. He felt he was giving people what they wanted. He knew that America had a history of corruption based upon the ideal laws that we had in our country, and the fact that they were unenforceable. You know, people wanted to drink, people wanted the sex, you know, they wanted the gambling, and how were you going to, you know, stop them from doing that? And so what the criminals said, they made their peace with law enforcement and with the politicians, and I guess beneficial for the politicians, the police, and for the criminals. I think so. That's why I think Capone said what he did. He was just giving the people what they wanted.
And how old was he at this point?
What's
how
that?
Old? How old was Capone at this point?
Capone was born in 1899. So in 1920 he was 21 years old. Yeah.
Wow, he was a young guy. Already at the top.
Right. He didn't graduate elementary school, because in those days, and because I went to elementary school in the 30s, and some of the guys I knew in my class, they didn't stay around for graduation. They went out to get out to work and at age 13 or 14 and so forth. This is what Capone did, but he had a quality for being a bookkeeper.
Mm.
When he married his wife May, he decided maybe he would go straight, and he went to Baltimore and he worked as a bookkeeper. And while he was there, his father died, and so he came back to Brooklyn, and he became like the caretaker for the family, for his mother, for his brothers, for his sisters. There were nine Capone children, seven men and two sisters.
Oh, so he had to be the breadwinner for the family.
Yes, right. Yeah, yeah.
I understand. Now, when he's in Chicago, were there ever any attempts to kill him while he was there?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Capone was a Neapolitan, you know, people from the Naples area, and they didn't get along well with the Sicilians at the time, and they were out, you know, to get Capone out of the way so they could, you know, be the main underworld force there, but Capone was the first equal opportunity employer in the United States, I think. You could work for Capone no matter what your color, no matter what your religion, no matter what your race, no matter what your nationality, as long as you did what he said. And this is why when the police, you know, tried to get evidence on him, nobody ever would rat on Capone. That there was no Sammy the Bull Gravano there. If there was a plot to get rid of Capone, and there was by a number of the Sicilian criminals, the word got back to Capone always. His men would not keep that from Capone. They told him what was going on. And he treated them, you know, he gave them good money and he took care of them. You know, and he fed the poor, and he did a lot of things to make himself you know, liked by the public. He went to baseball games. He was sports, and he went to the racetrack, and he was seen among the people, you know. So it was easy to get at, but to kill him, no.
Much harder.
It was difficult. Yes. Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Can you walk us through the Valentine's Day Massacre? What led to it, and how did it all go down?
The Valentine's Day is like the highlight of the 20s violence, you know. And the people killed there were from Moran's gang, and Moran was against Capone. And the word was that Capone ordered the hit on the Moran gang. Capone was not in Chicago at the time; he was in Miami, enjoying himself in the winter sun. Now, mm-hmm. I've been down there many times, and it's a nice place to be in February and March and January, you know. I've done a lot of reading on that, and I can't get anybody to say definitely that Capone was behind it. There was some authors which I have in my book, by the way, who think that there was another reason for it. It's what it reminds me of is the killing of the police chief in New Orleans, which they said was the beginning of the mafia killing people in America. You know, and boy, the New York Times went all over. Boy, we got to keep these mafiosi out of here. And so with Capone, this really, I think, hurt him, because we get people now who like to see him out in public, and he, you know, would be very friendly and so forth. The Valentine's Day massacre, and then his not paying taxes, his evasion of taxes, kind of turned the public away from him.
And what kind of how did the U.S. government finally bring him down? How did they manage to do it?
Well, they had to do it because the pressure was on them. They had to get them, they had vigilantes in the country trying to get Capone. They had ministers that, you know, working behind his back. So I mean, these people, Capone had to, you had to get rid of them, and the U.S. government said probably the only way we can do it is to get him on tax evasion. Well, how are you going to get him on tax evasion? He never paid any taxes. He said he didn't make any money. He didn't have any money. Okay. Well, when in the late 20s, he was set to be worth over $100 million.
Wow.
Yeah. But where was it? You know, where was it coming from, and where was it? That he didn't own anything. he took his wealth and he gave it, you know, to his family and so forth, right? So the government had a hard time proving that he had income and that he didn't pay taxes. Now, when the members of the gangs in Chicago were being arrested and charged with not paying taxes, they got their attorneys to go with the government people and say, "Oh, let's make a deal here. This is a civil suit, okay? It's not a criminal suit. It's a civil suit, not paying taxes." And so Capone and his attorney decided they would do that. That they would have a civil suit, and so the government agreed to do that. Okay. However, there was a Supreme Court decision made in the case Sullivan case, which said that you cannot get freedom from self-incrimination in when it comes to taxes and so forth. Well, they had this. All this information gathered now for the civil suit, and it became a criminal suit, and there was no way he could avoid that.
Wow!
So they came to some maybe a couple of $100,000 he was found guilty of. And he got 8 years in prison. I mean, when people were had civil suits and they were found guilty, I don't think they spent more than 1 or 2 years in prison for it. But he got eight years, and he was in Atlanta, and then Alcatraz, which
wow.
was for the baddest people in the country. Yeah.
And how did what was his experience life like in prison? How did his untreated syphilis kind of affect him during this time or progress?
Capone, people wanted to get at him because you can make a name for yourself if you can get at him, but he found a person there who liked him and protected him, and. So he didn't have to worry about people coming after him. Again, the name of that person eludes me right now. But so he had protection from fellow inmates. I've often wondered about the syphilis that Capone had. As tough as he was, he didn't want a needle. He was afraid of needles. And so he refused any, injections that they might want to put, maybe sulfur or something. They didn't have penicillin early on. I guess when penicillin came in the 1940s, it was probably too late, to save him on that.
Now, after he got out of prison, he was never able to regain his power in the mob.
No,
what
no.
happened?
Well, his mind was, he wasn't sharp anymore. But to have venereal disease, it just drains you of your mental capacity and so forth.
Mm.
There's no telling exactly what kind of health Capone was in, but he had it for too long.
Yeah.
You know, natural the way he had been. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, finally, Luciano, we ask all of our guest experts this question. At the end of the day, if you had to pick a person or thing, it could be a concept that you think is to blame for the downfall of Al Capone, who or what would that be?
I think a combination of things. One, the federal government. Two, individuals who saw him now in another light as not paying his taxes and knowing all the money he had. So I think he lost a lot of support from the average citizen who might have looked at him in a nice way. I think the people just figured that it was time, you know, to recognize what Capone was doing, you know.
So the people and the public's perception and the U.S. government. Yeah.
Right. And of course, the U.S. government had to do some fancy footwork with the legal system in order to get him.
Yeah. Well, Luciano, thank you so much for speaking with us today. We're going to head over to Patreon right now and discuss this further, but it's been fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rebecca.
If you'd like to hear our post-interview discussion and final verdict, head over to Patreon and subscribe. Your support is greatly appreciated. Check out our show notes for a link or head over to patreon.com/thealarmist. And stay tuned, because next week we'll be discussing the U.S. women's soccer team pay disparity. The Alarmist.
Powered by Acast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.